All right. I'll sign for myself in a little bit, but for now we'll just do we'll have Miss Stacy still, because she's such a skilled, fantastic, expert interpreter with amazing skill set. She had no problem interpreting that time. See, it's nice to interpret things you agree with, you know. So now we're not talking about how we praise God, okay? All right, how. There's so many different ways on how, and we could probably have a debate. In fact, the how of our praising God sometimes gets criticized by other people. And I've learned this about how people praise God, okay? They usually get criticized by people that don't praise God the way they praise God. So let's be careful about that, okay? I don't want us to get into that realm. And I almost played some Bohemian music for you to show you how they worship. But I was afraid that some might have a heart attack tonight. We needed an ambulance on site. I tried to call and arrange for an ambulance to be parked here just in case. And in fact, I love it, man. I mean, I'm getting in the groove in the Bahamas and they're singing. I mean, it's like, it's a boogie woogie for Jesus. Okay. I'm serious. There's nothing sensual about it. You just get blessed. And we get spooked by that. And sometimes in America, we really do. And may I remind you that God is not an American. So when you go to different cultures, the way they worship God and praise God is different. And if you have a problem with that, study how the Hebrews did. Read the book of Psalms. There's instruments they use that independent Baptists have been so against for such a long time. And when I first got in the independent Baptist church, I'm like, what? Why? I mean, if they did, you know, and I get all that. I'm not here to debate that. But it's easy to jump into the critical part of the how. I'm not talking about that tonight, okay? One of the ways I praise God is cartwheels. And most people like it. Some people don't. And if you don't like it, it's fine. I'm not offended that you don't like it. No problem at all. God bless you. I wish you the best. I understand that you're jealous you can't do one, but I'm not bitter about it, all right? All right, I understand that, you know. But this is, now tonight I want to ask, why? Why? Why do we really praise God? Have you ever thought about it? Why do we praise God? And I think if we better answer the question why, we'll do it more. Because let me be blunt and frank right now. The Baptist Church has lost its shout. And Brother Andy Moore is newer to our church, and he and I were talking with Bob Hooker last Friday night after the services. And he said one of the reasons he has a hard time keeping the MU kids coming back to the Bible studies because they go to these worldly events where there's so much energy and hoopla, and they come into these Bible studies and it's dead. And everybody's dead and dry, right? He brings Sam here to our church on Sunday morning. The first Sunday morning he comes, he gets saved. There's energy here, and we can still do better, right? That's a blessing. That's a compliment to this church, but we can still do better. Well, that's not my personality. I'm sorry. Personality is not an excuse for disobedience. I hear that all the time from people, but I've been to ball games, and there's never an introvert section for people to sit. I've never seen it. In fact, people aren't introverted at ball games. They go crazy for their sports, but then all of a sudden we decipher all of a sudden in church, well, no, that's not my personality. Well, that's, every time I go to Canada, they always warn me, and up north, we don't get excited up here. Really? I've seen your hockey games. My in-laws church, boy, they didn't like me for the longest time, but I watch the Pittsburgh Steelers play on TV sometimes, and their fans get pretty lively. You choose what you get happy about. So again, that may go back to the how, all right? Some hows are more boisterous or loud than others, and that's fine. But don't let personality be the reason why, because here's the deal. If we begin to make it about the how, that's where we'll get stuck. Tonight, I want to talk about why. The question is now, why do you do that? The world asks, now, why do you praise God? And that's what I want to talk about tonight, all right? So look at Psalm 146. And then I'm gonna. If anybody would like to just take a stab at that on why, you can raise your hand. And we're going to have a group-wide Bible study. And then I'm just going to share with you a couple quick thoughts. And then I'll be done this evening. I was texting my friends in Alaska and telling them that we were singing. And they're replying right now because, of course, they're 3 hours behind us. And Pastor Duffy just said, what a wonderful blessing. Thank you for taking the leadership to help your people learn the words of scripture and music. You have encouraged my heart today. And then Brother Dave Duffy, his son, just said, amen. They're just great people. I wish y'all could meet them. They're just wonderful Christian people. So, all right, Psalm 146. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Look at this. Oh, my soul, while I live. That's what the psalmist says. While I live. Okay, that's an important thing. Let's say that together. Ready? While I live, will I praise the Lord? So, important question tonight. Let's get this out of the way. Is anybody in this auditorium dead tonight? Anybody dead? Okay, no answer. That's good. That's encouraging. If somebody answered, I'd have got real nervous if a dead person answers, okay? While I live, will I praise the Lord? While I live, will I praise the Lord? I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. By the way, for those of you that don't know what we're doing with the scripture songs here, there's a lot of history that reiterates the fact that they put tunes to a lot of scriptures. And that's why the Psalms, when the Bible says Jesus and the disciples sang a psalm and they sang in hymn and they sang, they had rhythm and they had words and they would get instruments and they would sing the psalms that David wrote and all the psalmists wrote back in those days. They didn't just quote them all the time, walking around like monks or something. They sang them. And some, I've read, danced to them. David danced and leapt before the Lord when the Ark of God came back. All right? So don't get spooked by that stuff. It's all right. If we can do it for a ball player, we can definitely do it for the Savior who's the King of Kings, right? So look at verse 2 again. While I live, will I praise the Lord? I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. All right? So he says this. Some of you say, well, I'm alive, but I don't have much being left. Well, as long as you have any being, you can still praise the Lord. So maybe you're not dead tonight, but your being radar is low. Your being reading. If it doesn't matter how low it is tonight, if you have any kind of being to your human being, you can praise the Lord. All right? So why? All right? Why do you do that? All right, let's go. Anybody want to just raise your hand? Yes, sir. Go ahead, Andrew. Oh, is it not on? We got the yellow mic. Yep. Thanks, Brother Brad. Sorry about that.
Hello?
Yes, you're good.
Because praising the Lord can convince other people to praise the Lord.
Good. Praising the Lord can convince other people to praise the Lord. Good. A contagious thing. Mm-hmm.
I praise the Lord consistently because he's been so good to me, and I'm just so thankful.
Right. So the reason why. That's good. The better one than Miss Patty?
We praise him because he alone is worthy.
Mm.
In fact, the word worship comes from the same etymological root.
Yes.
It literally means worship. And, I mean, that's why good. It says, while I have my being. And we can start praising someone else whenever we are, you know, when we don't have no more being. Yeah. Or whenever we run out of things to praise him about. Because, I mean, that's as infinite and eternal as he is, right?
Amen. I don't know if you caught that. Worthship. That was great. I love that. Is that what you said, right? Worthship. That's I've heard that before. That's a great statement. They that worship him shall worship him in spirit and truth. Worship is a big part of this, too. That's a blessing. Thank you, too, Mindy. Miss Patty? Thank you, Brother Will.
I praise him because I am so undeserving of all the multitude of blessings that he's given me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. These are great. We got one down here in the frame. Gonna make them work. Brother Cannon.
I can't help it.
I like that. That's a good one. Amen. All right, up here in the front. Good job, Aiden. Up here right here. Up here in the front right here. Thank you, bud.
I feel like the more you praise, the more like it changes you. Like even for instance, when I was cleaning the other day, I could kind of feel the complaining spirit rising up in me. And I was like, the Lord convicted me and was like, start thanking me, start praising me. So I started doing that. And it's amazing how when you start doing that, all of a sudden it changes you. And you're like, wow, God, you're so good. This thing I'm complaining about, it's not even like it's not, it's really stupid. So it kind of just starts to change you when you realize how good God is.
Amen. Good. You got Miss Paulette and Brother Coons. Good, Brilla. I like that. It's amazing what praising can do. That's a song we sing at camps a lot.
I find when I praise him, just because he let me wake up that day, then that kind of opens my eyes, opens my heart to see other things that I can praise him for every day. Because, I mean, he let me wake up, so that opens my heart.
Right.
Because of the impact, Philippian Jailer, Paul and Silas in jail, things doing their mission, ran into some trouble, got thrown in jail after they were beaten, were put in stocks, probably about as uncomfortable and as bad as situations can get. And when they sang praises, the Bible says that the prisoners heard them.
Mm.
Obviously, heaven heard them because God shook things up a little bit with an earthquake, opened the doors. End result, the guy that was their jailer and his family got saved,
yes,
made them comfortable. And the folks had thrown them in the jail the day before, come and said, let them go. They responded differently than what anybody else responded. But boy, the effectiveness of that. Tell me anything else you can do in bad situations that will have that kind of good impact and results more than praise. I haven't found it.
It's good.
Philippian Jailer.
Amen. Very good. Yes. Miss Deborah and then Miss Stephanie, and then we got Wesley back there. This good, 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 good comments. Great.
Well, I praise him because if I don't, then the rocks will. And you drive around America and see all the beautiful things that he's created, and it's just hard not to, kind of like that was said over there. And then just when people are watching around you and they see you with a happy spirit, mainly for me, that comes from praising the Lord and just everything he's done for me. They just ask questions, and a lot of times that leads to good conversations.
Amen. Amen. Miss Deborah and then Miss Stephanie. Thank you, Wes. That's good.
I praise him because I have breath. And every reason that we have breath, he's given to us.
Amen.
The air to breathe, our bodies, the world he created, etc.
Amen. Very good. That's the last verse of the book of Psalms. Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Everything that hath breath. That's good, Deborah. Thank you. These are great. Good job, church.
Well, I was going to bring up the rocks thing, and Wesley beat me to it, but I was thinking I'm certainly not dumber than a rock, so I should be praising God.
Yes, sir, Brother Travis, absolutely.
It's hard to sin when you're praising God, so the more I praise him, the less I sin.
Powerful. Well, Brother Andy said it Sunday, it's hard. It is impossible to praise and not be humble or have humility. That's a great point, Brother Travis. It is hard to sin when you're praising God. Great statement. Brother Kenny, good job, Aiden, over there, back over here on the left. Thank y'all so much. I may not even have to preach tonight. Y'all are doing such a good job.
There's something I've learned recently. There's a scale, and in the middle of this scale, there's a cross. And one side goes up, one side goes down. The one going down is the growing knowledge of my wretchedness and my unrighteousness. And the one going up is the growing understanding of God's holiness and his worthiness. And when you continue on in your Christian life and you continue to grow in either direction of that scale, it's kind of hard not to praise God. When you start having a growing understanding of who God is and what he's done for you, and you have a growing understanding of who you are and how much you're not worthy of it, like I said, it's just hard not to praise him.
Amen. It's just hard not to. That's good. Boys are great. Y'all are good.
It's been said in other ways, but no matter how I do it or where I do it, it's me acknowledging his presence in my life.
Yes. I love how Brother Gary said, no matter how I do it or where, you can do it in a car alone, you can do it at church corporately, you can do it at work, you can do it in your shower, you can do it in your wherever. Was there another hand over here, too? We'll get back to you. Brother Altman, did you raise your hand? We'll get back to you in a second. Thank you, Gary. That was good.
The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of his people. So inhabit means that's where you live.
Woo.
So
that's right. Psalm 22:3, thou inhabitest the praises of Israel. Great point. What was it? Psalm 22, verse 2. You got another one? All right, Brother Beto's got round two. We'll go back over here to Altman or Miss Carlisle and then go back to Beto.
I praise him because I love him because he first loved me.
Yes.
He is my very best friend, and I praise him as often as I can.
Great point. Great point. We'll go and get Bedwell's round two and then Brother Altman over here too. Y'all really don't want me to preach tonight, huh? Y'all doing so good. I may not have to preach tonight. Go ahead, Bedwell.
I'm reminded, somebody said something. I'm reminded of a video that I saw today that was talking about praise, and the word ye jumps out in this. Ye is plural. Praise ye the Lord. And the thing about corporate worship is that that's one of the purposes for us meeting here together tonight.
Yeah.
That there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. And corporate worship is one of the best ways that we have to, in unity, worship God as one body, the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
To get together and worship him. It's a outward, verbal, and musical prayer of worship.
That's great. Very good. Corporate, the blessing to be able to do that. Think about it. Tonight, the Warriors are playing the Mavericks, first round of the NBA Western Finals. And in that arena, there's going to be division between two fans. And they're going to corporately cheer for a team. And they're going to go crazy for a team. And there's a guarantee that one of them is going to leave sad, one of them is going to leave glad. When we corporately praise God, we're guaranteed to leave glad if we really want it. So, Brother Altman over here, this is great.
I tell the guys at the prison, I remind them sometimes that I knew nothing about Christianity when I trusted Christ. I knew I was saved the next morning, And everything past that is gravy. That's praise.
Amen, Brother Altman. That's good. All right, Michelle, I can voice interpret. Michelle, I praise. One big reason I praise is to keep myself in that, and to keep my heart tender in that grateful mode. I think praising is a good anecdote against a hard heart, and hard-heartedness is where we get our bitterness and our complaining from. So if I praise, I'll stay grateful, and if I'm grateful, I'll stay praising, and it keeps me thankful, it keeps my heart tender, and it makes me continually remember that God is good to me, that soft heart, that tenderness for God, and so that the praising helps me to be able to express my gratitude to God and keep my heart tender.
Amen. Good.
All right, a couple more, Dad. Dad says, is there any other word better than praising when it comes to expressing our gratitude to God? Amen. That's why it's in the Bible so much. You're right, Dad. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Good. Great job. Great job, Baden. You can come and you can bring the mic up to here. Thank you. I got it now. Thanks, bud.
Great job.
Give Baden a hand.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight I want to just give you a quick thought. I themed each chapter of these five chapters. Psalm 146, the deaf people, you have your outline there. Psalm 146, I use the word inspiration. Inspiration to inspire can also mean life. They call the inspiration of the word of God, meaning it's life. If you begin again in Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2, we already read this verse, but I'll just read it briefly because I want to go on to the second chapter. And I'm going to give you a different reason now why we do this. And I'm glad Brother Kuntz brought up the subject of Paul and Silas being in jail, because, okay, so let me just throw this out so you can be thinking about it. And at the end, I'll bring it all together with a statement that I think will help all of us to see an additional reason why we should praise God. I think many times when the world looks at us, they expect us to praise God because of this subject, right? We say this phrase all the time. God is good, right? We say that a lot as Christians. In fact, we'll say this. Many of you are familiar with a very famous phrase when I say, God is good, and then all the time. Right? So we've heard that phrase a lot. God is good. God is good. We praise him because God is good. Now, the world looks at the story of Paul and Silas and says, wait a minute. How can you say God is good at this particular moment and you're still praising God? So that's where I want to come from tonight. So hold that thought for a second and let me give you a word from each chapter, these five chapters. The first word is inspiration, verse 1 and 2. Praise you, the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Your soul is a living being. It's the inspiration, all right? While I live, inspiration, will I praise the Lord? I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being, all right? And you can, as you read on down the Bible, you'll see the phrase, you see breath in verse number 4, and you'll see how God makes the heavens and so on. So I thought of the word inspiration in that chapter, right? As we are alive, every time we breathe, there's an inspiration in our lungs. Our lungs are expanding. We're able to have perspiration because of the inspiration of our life. Our very life today, I was blessed tonight because Brother Bussy was going to take some young teenagers out door knocking, and they perspired a little bit. And in their perspiration, as they knocked on doors and put tracks on doors, and they were praising God because of the subject tonight. And you'll see why in just a second. All right. Second one I want you to look at, the second word and the word I picked from chapter 147 is preservation. We can praise him, and a reason why is because of the preservation God gives to you and me. We are preserved by him. All right. Look at Psalm 147 verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. Look at this. Look at verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. What a blessing to know that if you're hurting tonight, God will give you some preservation. He will give you what is necessary. Spiritual ointment, medication. God's pharmacy is the best pharmacy on the planet, right? I'm grateful for the medical world. I'm thankful for medication that we can take for certain times and certain needs and all that. But God's pharmacy is the best. A merry heart doeth good like what? Like a medicine. And a broken spirit drieth the bones. And so that's why these spiritual songs, these scripture songs are so powerful. And as we consistently feel revived and inspired and preserved by the blessing of God, by the goodness of God. All right, number 3, the word I picked was creation for Psalm 148. Psalm 148, creation. Creation. I love this one. Now watch this. Humans, human beings, while you have any being left, have failed to praise God as well as the animal kingdom has. Not only the animal kingdom, but the trees and the plants and the flowers and the grass, all of them praise God much better than we do. Animals don't complain. Grass doesn't complain. And you'll see that in Psalm 148, verse 1. Praise you the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him all angels. Praise Him all His hosts. Praise Him sun and moon. Praise Him all ye stars of light. Praise Him ye heavens of heavens and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For He commanded and they were created. And as you read on down the passage, you see in verse number 9, mountains and all hills. Look at verse number 10. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Springtime is one of my favorite times. And the reason why is I feel like spring is of the four seasons the most evidential praise God season of all four. Because you go from cold and empty trees and dead looking grass to vibrancy, right? I put these bushes in my wife's yard a few years ago. They're called knockout bushes or knockoff. I mean, no, roses. Knockout or knockoff? Whatever, they're roses, okay? And I didn't realize how big those things get. And she cut them back, and in the winter they look like they're dead. There's no hope. But if you drive by my house right now, there's roses all over those bushes. The spring is a reminder that all of God's creation is praising Him. The moon is full, praising God. Then it's not full, praising God. And the sea obeys, and the tide comes in based on it. And the animals of the sea, I mean, all of God's creation will praise God. They obey, lock, stop. They have no problem. Somebody said one time, Noah had no problem getting the animals to get on the ark. You know why? Because animals obey God better than people do. He said if Noah had to get Baptist on the ark, he'd still be waiting for the line. But animals, God, and they just went right onto the ark, right? It's amazing how dogs and cats, even demon-possessed cats will obey God. Can you believe that? And their willingness to be good chew toys for dogs, what a blessing that is. That cats sacrifice and praise God for that reason. So creation is number 3. Number 4, look at this one. I love this one. Number 4, it goes back to what Brother Bedwell said. The congregation. The congregation. Look at Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And His praise in, here it is, Brother Bedwell, congregation of saints. As together, corporately, when Brother Josh gets up and leads a song, we should be showing our visitors and showing the world, we can't wait to sing. We're not just singing because it's something we do traditionally. We're singing because of who we are singing about. So it's a congregation thing. Verse 2, let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them, plural, praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and harp and so on. So number 1, you have inspiration. Number 2, for that, chapter 146. Chapter 147, preservation. Number 3, you have creation. That's chapter 148. Then number 4, congregation. 149. And now, Psalm 150, celebration. Psalm 150 has one-third of the word praises of those 5 chapters. And 13 in 6 short verses. And if you read those 6 verses, it is celebration. It is saying, man, praise you the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with a psaltery and harp. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. By the way, dance is in here several times, Baptist. It's in the book. It's a body movement to praise God. God is not spooked out by that. I know there is sensual and wicked dancing out there. I know that. I went to prom in high school. I'm not an idiot. But there's biblical dancing that God's okay with. And some of you are going to boogie for Jesus in heaven someday. So you might as well practice now. Amen. Verse 4, praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, All that to say this. Everything we said tonight, all your statements are perfect. They're all feathers in the hat. They make sense. All this flows. But can I suggest one big reason why? When the world asks, why do you do that? So, in church a lot of times we say this phrase. We say amen, right? Amen means so be it or agreed. Now here's one big reason why God's people need to praise Him. Praising Him is not just saying thank you or praising Him for what He does. Every time we praise God, here's what we're saying too. You are right. You're right. You're right. That goes back to Paul and Silas. The argument couldn't be made that God wasn't being good to them at the time. They had been beaten up. They'd been thrown in jail. But you know why Paul and Silas praised God? Because he was right. Maybe they didn't praise him that time because he was good, but they praised him because he was right. Every time you praise God for your salvation, the reason you can praise God for salvation is because He is right. Every time the animals come out and they start breeding in this right season time, and the plants obey, and the stars move, and the sun rises, and the moon is in its place, and all the things happen every single day, all creation echoes out, God is right! God is right! God is right! And when we sing and testify, and we sing about His grace, and sing about His mercy, we're saying, God is right! God is right. When the world says, why do you praise this spiritual being who you've never met? He's like millions of miles away. We tell them because every time we get to know anything about Him, we read His word, we hear the singing and preaching, we have one thing we can say about God. He is right. Hallelujah. That's a big reason we praise God tonight. Because God is right. He's always right. You know, going back to what Brother Travis said, the more I praise Him for being right, the less I'm tempted to do my own wrong. There's power in praising God. So when the world says, man, why do you praise God so much? We just love to tell the whole world how right He is. And that's why. Had you bowed out your clothes? Thank you for listening so well tonight.